Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you plan your trip to the happiest place on earth without a travel agent. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and let's get into the magic. I'm not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey and are as accurate as possible on the date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we're not responsible for any discrepancies. Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Today's going to be on the shorter side, but I wanted to give kind of a little review on how to get to the Disneyland Resort and how to get around once you are there. So the one thing I love about Disneyland in California is it is very easy to get around once you're there. And that's the one thing that kind of freaks me out about going to Disney World is like the sheer expanse of it all. And the different transportation options and planning all of that out. And it can take an hour to get from your hotel to park. And that just stresses the heck out of me, which is why I haven't pushed to go to Disney World yet. But whatever. Disneyland does not have that problem. And honestly, neither does Disneyland Paris. It's much more similar to the Disneyland in California. But we're specifically talking about Disneyland because that's what this podcast is all about. So the first thing we're going to talk about is actually getting to the area. So I'm from Canada. I live in Calgary. So we obviously fly. I have known people to make the drive. It is a 2-day drive if you're straight, and usually people will like stay over in Salt Lake City, but you can do the drive in about 2 days from up here. I know a lot of people that live like Northern California or in like the surrounding states will choose to drive sometimes. But flying is also a really easy option too, especially if you're living in the States. I know you guys down there have way more options for flights and airline carriers compared to us up north. So you can get a lot of cheaper deals and stuff compared to what we can get. So we fly. We pretty much exclusively fly with WestJet. They fly directly from Calgary to the Santa Ana Airport twice a week, Thursdays and Saturdays. So those are usually the go-to days that we will pop down to California. There are other options for flights in regards to airports. So you can fly into the closest airport is that Santa Ana John Wayne Orange County Airport, which I'd say is like maybe 15 minutes from the park, depending on traffic. The next one that most people think of is flying into LAX and then making the drive from LA down to Anaheim. But that's not as close as you think. And depending on the traffic, it can take an hour or two to actually make that drive if it's really bad. So consider that if you are flying into LA. That being said, LAX does have a lot more incoming, especially international travel. So it can be easier to get flights into LAX. Plus the options for flights are better. Especially if you're looking for something direct. There are two other airports that I have not flown through, but I know other people, especially within the States, will do. Ontario, which is funny because they're not using it at all. And Long Beach is another option as well. Like I said, people do drive. If you are driving yourself to the Disneyland Resort, keep in mind that almost exclusively parking is paid for to some level. Sometimes, depending on the deal you get with your hotel, they'll get you like reduced parking or free parking. There's a few hotels in the area that have included parking, but they do restrict a lot of that because they don't want people parking in their parking lots and then going to the park and then their hotel guests not having parking. Some hotels that are along Harbor will have parking available, but you have to check with them because they have specifics, like they know where their people are and they will be like, okay, you can park here, it's going to be this much, that sort of thing. The Anaheim Hotel does it. I know the Grand Legacy will do it if they have spaces available, those sorts of things, but there's no guarantee. So if you are driving and you're staying in a hotel and then walking to Disney, keep in mind that you will have to be typically paying to park your car overnight. And then if you're driving in and staying a little further from the park and driving into the park itself, keep in mind that both the Toy Story parking lot as well as the Pixar Pals and Mickey and Friends all have parking fees associated with them. Getting around the area, I typically like to stay close enough to the park that I can just walk. We don't rent cars until we like decide it's time to go to the beach and that sort of stuff. There are car rental companies kind of spattered along Catella, nice and close to the park. So what we'll actually do is we'll check out of our hotel, leave our bags with the bell service and we'll walk to a car rental place, pick up our car, and then go get our bags. And then, you know, like last time we went to Laguna for a few days after we were done with the parks and stayed out there. So that's an option if you want to do like some of the time where you don't have a car and then rent a car to go do some other things once you've completed your days at the park, just to kind of cut back on the price of renting the car and the price of paying to park it. There is also something called the ART, or the Anaheim Resort Transportation. They have buses kind of rolling all around that whole resort area around the parks. The hotels are usually really good at telling you like if there's, where's the closest stop, how much, how to purchase tickets, all that sort of stuff. So if you're choosing to use an ART bus, that is an option. Another thing that you can do is if you're staying a little further away from the parks, but you're close to the Toy Story parking lot, they do have shuttle buses that take people who park there to the parks. So you can also be a walk up for that. So you can walk into the parking lot, go into the main area where they have the buses, and you can hop on a bus there and it'll take you over to the park. So it can cut down a little bit on the walking depending on where you're coming from. You can also look at ride shares. They do have a guest drop off area on Harbor Boulevard where, you know, like, you can get dropped off by somebody you know, or if you're a family and dad drops off mom and the kids and he can go park somewhere, or if you want an Uber or Lyft, that is also where they will be dropping you off / picking you up. It is a little chaotic depending on the time of day, so keep that in mind, but there is an option for that that's off the side of Harbor Boulevard right next to the security gate on that side. I have heard of people who will like get pickups or drop-offs at the hotels to get into the park. You could try that too, but keep in mind that's like on the opposite end of the resort, so you're gonna have to walk all the way in if that matters to you, but that is a possibility as well. Now, theoretically, you could take a train to the area as well. I'm not super well versed in traveling on trains. I've only ever really done that in Europe in regards to like actually going around to different cities, but they do have like the Amtrak and all that stuff down in the States. So if you, obviously you can't take a train from anywhere in Canada down there, but you could totally, you know, take a train from, if you live in San Francisco, down into the LA area or that sort of thing, if that's your jam. But I would say that's probably the least likely form of travel to get to Disneyland. So I just thought I'd throw a little sprinkle in there as a possibility. If that's your, if you've done that, please let me know. I'm super curious on how that would work. I remember when I lived in Portland, they had the big train like central station in downtown Portland, and I actually, one of my friends who visited from San Francisco actually took the train there and back, which is so cool. But I don't know how I'd feel on a train, because the ones I took from Paris to Nice almost killed me with the nausea, so I don't know. But I would be super curious to know how that goes for people and how that works. But yeah, like I said, today's a little short and sweet. It's just all about how the area works. It's very easy to drive. Keep in mind, especially if you're not from the area, they have a lot of legal U-turns that you make. instead of like left turns to like get into hotels and stuff, they'll take you to a light, tell you to take a legal U-turn, and that's how you get into like a lot of the hotels and stuff, which is wild and very different, because I don't know about you guys, but here in Calgary, if you make a U-turn at a light, you can get a ticket for that. That's not allowed. But otherwise, driving is pretty similar. Yeah, it's busy around the resort area, just with like buses and people walk. There's tons of pedestrians, obviously. So keep that in mind when driving and just keep alert. And like I said, if you want to do mostly walking but then rent a car, that is a very easy option as well. There's plenty of options down there for car rentals that are in walking distance from the park. And yeah, that's transportation in and around the Disneyland Resort. Once you're in the resort, you can literally walk everywhere under 20 minutes. And that's like stretching the 20. You can technically take the monorail from Tomorrowland in the park to downtown Disney and back. But it's like, that's probably takes just as long or not longer, depending on how fast you walk, to get from Tomorrowland to the monorail station in downtown Disney. So it's a very different beast from Disney World. You don't need to be planning skyliners and ferries and monorails and, you know, do I drive to this, you know, the transportation center, and then take, you know what I mean? Like, none of that is necessary. You can literally throw a rock from the gate of Disneyland and hit Disney California Adventure. So once you're actually there you're set. You don't have to worry about getting anywhere. You can get pretty much any kind of food you want. You can get groceries delivered to your hotel if you want. It's pretty easy once you're in there. So hopefully that was a little shorty but goody transportation episode. And in the next one, we're going to talk about the on-site hotels and if it's worth staying there. See you in the next one. If you loved the magic of this episode, it would mean the world if you liked, subscribed, and left a review in whichever platform you're listening on. It helps the podcast reach other Disneyland lovers like us. And for more, you can follow me on Instagram at plan.the.magic.dl. See you next week.